Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Angels, and welcome to our show this morning. And how are you? It's a great morning here in South Florida. I had an experience of seeing someone wear a little jacket last night. This is always so warm down here, and we've got all this wind blowing, and I live on the beach, and so it's like kind of cool. And what a great day to run, to walk, or do some form of exercise outside. I was just walking my dogs, and it was just wonderful. So I'm excited about this new day and creating goals. We have a mastermind group that we work with. You guys are all part of it that listen now or listen later. It doesn't really matter. And I'm just here facilitating a few things because that's what I do. And a lot of you do the same thing. So anyway, I was thinking to myself today, I go, wow, you know, I'm going car shopping, looking for convertible, which I'm excited about. And I'm also house hunting, or, you know, I don't need a house. An apartment doesn't really matter to me, but I want to live on the beach, right? And so if you guys remember, we did goals, and we wrote our goals down for the year. And I think myself and what's her face did? I can't remember now, but she's an angel coach, such a sweetheart too as well. Sue wrote them down with me, and a couple of other guys did too as well. And I said, in 2015, I would like to get a convertible. Well, I'm going shopping now, and I found the perfect one I like, okay? And it suits me. It's a little quirky, a little different. It's a Volkswagen Beetle, or Beetle Volkswagen Bug, and it's a convertible, but it's so cute. So I think that's something I would be interested in getting. I'm going to go look at it today. And so I wrote it in Facebook on our angel, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And also I'm, you know, working with a realtor about finding a bigger home for myself and my two dogs and a guy. How cool is that, right? Anyway, so I have a daughter too as well, but that's a whole other story. And so there you go. That's what I'm doing. And so reaching my goals. And I go, how did I reach goals? How did I do this or get in the place where I could even believe? And I think that's the first thing, believing. And then every day, just about every day, you know, we all practice, right? We have this great ability, but we forget how to use it. And we practice until we remember, until it becomes a part of us, the law of attraction. And we think that somebody else is in the driver's seat, and we are always in our driver's seat. And all we need to do is take the keys and turn the darn car on and start driving. And we think that God is outside of us, that the angels need to do it for us, God needs to do it for us. We need to do it, and then they can be the co-pilot with us, you know? And you just practice every day the ability to reach your goals, your financial goals, your spiritual goals, your emotional goals, your, your romantic goals, your partner goals, your mate goals, your family goals. You practice every day. And I think how do you practice is you just start by prayer and meditation. And prayer, that's the medium of miracles. Prayer, when you ask, or you're saying God, angels, Jesus, whatever, whoever, higher part of you, I would like to experience this in my life. I'd like to have a great car, and this is what I'd like it to be. Or I'd like to have a great love, and this is what I'd like it to be. Or I'd like to have this amount of money in my bank account, and this is how I'm going to use it. Because if you don't say how you're going to use it, you just want something, and it's there, and it's not, you don't have a way that you it's hard to believe unless you know what you're going to do with it. And so that's something that you do, and then you let it go. I wanted specific goals for my spiritual life, and I'm getting them. And I wanted specific goals for my financial life, and I'm receiving them more than I thought. And how cool is that, right? And believing in myself. So those are things that I really worked on and have been working on this year, and I practice every day with prayer and meditation. So what do you guys want to create? Do you remember your New Year's goals in 2015? Gosh, we're almost going on to being 2016. We'll be here in a couple of minutes or a couple of months, right? So what do you want to achieve? What do you want to create to as well? So that's something that you need to think about. And some of you guys, I wanted to create love. I wanted a relationship with this woman, this man. Or a lot of others wanted to create great joy in their financial prosperity. Go back to school. Some of you guys wanted to lose weight. You know what I know about weight or any of these goals? If you have weight to lose and you haven't done it yet, no worries. It's here to lose today. It still is, right? My dad used to tell me this, and this is one I'll share with you. He goes, Tari, diet is a matter of mind over platter. I was like, yeah, thanks, Dad. So anyway, I've always kept that in mind. And hello, Allison. How are you? I know you're busy. Allison?
We're all busy.
Yeah, and we all are. By the way, it's Tuesday. Your article and your show. What are you going to do your show on? You said you'd have it today. And I'm saying this on the air. So you're like, yeah, not need, just do. Okay?
No, I'm going to do it. Actually, I need to talk to you about it offline, but yes.
Okay. Talk to me, because if you go watch the video on facebook.com/angelcoaches, you're going to see something about yourself that I promoted. So hopefully, and no pressure here. You're like, Tari, I can't believe you're saying this. Well, I did.
Allison is an expert in
child and children and rainbow, crystal, indigo children, and how to take care of them, how to nurture them, how to feed them, and you've got a girlfriend on here right now, Tisha, who has three little boys, who's 11. And I know that she herself is an organic and how to feed them and take care of them too. But Allison is gonna do an article on these kids that we have now and how to, I think this is what she's doing it on. And you know, you guys, some of you guys are listening and saying, okay, I'd like to have a baby. Is my baby going to be? Check it out, because she's going to talk to you about it and do shows about it as well, among other things. And then the other part of that is maybe you are an indigo child. Maybe you are one of these children, and you're going, okay, oh my gosh, this is how come I feel this way. So you got to check her show out, check her stuff out, check her article out, angelcoaches.org. What do you want to create, Allison? No pressure.
No, none whatsoever. No, I want to create, you and I have been talking about this, I want to create my blog and start writing, because that's something that I'm really compelled to do right now, sharing my own personal experiences and the shifts and how to, like you said, how to work with children and how to help them, because especially in the school systems that we have, whether it's public, private, a lot of these children get labeled. A lot of these children are not appreciated for who they are or honored for who they are, and so they get put in a box, and it's a shame because they end up really not coming really truly fully into their own. That's something that we need to recognize with our education system. So I do want to write about that. And then creating for me, I'm very fortunate. I have a wonderful job and I'm able to work with children and families every single day, but I'd like to be able to take that a step further. I'd like to create a more balanced life where, you know, I'm taking care of my mind, body, and soul and working out and really focusing on me for the first time in my life. That's something that I haven't done. So I'm coming to hug a lot of my own demons, you could say.
Nice.
It hasn't been easy. Good. Some of them have been pretty prickly. Had to really look at myself and go, yeah, you're not making it here, or you are. And I like what you said about creating the positive, getting up and thinking about what can I do today versus what I can't do. I've had a lot of negative self-talk over the last year, and I'd like to take these last few months and really turn that around and really start manifesting and having that law of attraction really start bringing in better things for me. Because I've let a lot of other things really dictate. You said it clearly. I'm in the driver's seat. But I didn't feel like I was in the driver's seat. I put other people in my driver's seat, and now I wanna take my driver's seat back over. So that's what I wanna create today, is creating my own path, creating my own driving ability, so to speak. That's where I'm at.
Nice, very nice. Well, you know, and this is in the Course in Miracles. It says abilities must be developed before you can use them. So some of you guys listen to shows like this or other people's shows or your own self-talk or friends that have something that you don't, a lot of times people have developed those abilities to receive more. And you have those same abilities. You just have to be receiving more. And prayer and meditation are key.
Right.
And then honoring your word. And that's something that I know that is so key. If you make a promise, you deliver. And
you will.
I know that. you know, and I've got to, and if I make a promise, I deliver. Over-promise, under-delivering, not cool. Under-promising, over-delivering is when you want to do. So there you go. Anything else you want to share with? Because Tisha's got, go ahead.
Yeah, I like that. I like the over, you know, over-promising, under-delivering. You know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'll be really transparent. I have done that myself. I sometimes consider myself the queen of that. And it's also been done to me, and it doesn't feel really good. So I like what you say. Just, you know, go humble and give big or create big. The other thing is for those people out there who do not have the Course in Miracles or don't want to, because it's lengthy to read, they have it on audio. I just got it on audio. You can download it on audible.com. And it's wonderful because you just put in your headphones and you just go. Like if you want to go for a run or, you know, sit around the house and play it, but you can, it's in the audio now. So it's great.
Also, guys, just read one sentence. That was one sentence that I read today. Okay, and then I said, let me just read the whole damn chapter. So that's what I did. Darn chapter. Sorry. So sometimes all you have to do is read one sentence. But Miss Tisha, you are doing some stuff. You sound so sweet. I got your text. Okay, and who knew? That's all I'm going to say. Tisha had a miracle this morning. So good.
Oh, that's wonderful.
A miracle. Yeah, but sometimes we think that giving love you gave love, so you got it back in return. Go ahead, talk to us.
No, I'd just like to communicate. I'd like to create more communication in that area today and
love.
Closing and deals and things that I started. And really trying to live a truthful and honest life.
Yeah, truthful and honest life. I'm going to share this with you guys who don't know Tisha. Tisha will bust a move to get it done. And if she gives you her word, she gets it done. You are one of the few people that I know that do that without hesitation. And that is a quality that I respect in you a great deal.
Can you repeat that? I've seen you work. Because I was filling up gas.
I said, one of the qualities that I appreciate about you is you honor your word. You will bust a move to honor your word. And I respect that more than you know. I have to have a conversation with a young man today that you know, but I got to hold myself accountable. Am I honoring my word? You know what I'm saying? So, but you do that. And so it's a quality that, because you've been working with me for a little over a year now, it's one of those things that have brought it up to my attention. And, you know, because of certain, you know, you've been a great teacher for me in that respect. I always write things down, and I always try to get them done. And if I can't, I will let that person know. And, you know, so I wanted to share. Thank you for that. That has been a wonderful message and lesson you've taught me to appreciate more and more from people. Thank you. It will take you far. Yeah, it will take you far. Anyway, ladies, you guys are amazing. What's that? Say that again.
I said your lips to God's ears. I hope so.
I hear you. All right. Well, that's good. I appreciate that. Let's say a prayer for everybody out there. Okay. And I'll say one else and you can add or say one, two, or Tisha, whatever you want to do. But let's do that because, man, it's about it. Supporting all of us now and who are listening in or who will download it later. So, dear angels, God, our higher part of ourselves, thank you for aligning ourselves with the universe, if that's our highest and best good that we choose to do. Thank you for aligning ourselves with our desires, and our desires and our emotions are matching up. And thank you for serving you every day. And one of the first questions I always ask, and it works for me, is how may I serve you today, God? And God is not outside of me. God is inside of me. So, and I want everyone to have everything there for their highest and best good and what they choose to create and help them open their abilities to do this. And we say, amen, so it is. Anything you want to say, Allison, to that or add to that or share with them?
And just thank you. Thank you for creating a community where we can all come together and where we can hold each other accountable, lift each other up, and really be there to support each other as we find our greatest and highest good. And I want to thank you for that and being a conduit for all of this. And so praise to this community. Thank you. And amen.
Oh, cool. Amen, God. Amen to that, too, as well. So, Tisha, you want to say anything?
Amen.
That was perfect.
That was perfect, Keisha. I love you, man.
It was.
All right, ladies.
Have a wonderful
yeah,
day.
Go with God, everybody.
Have a good day, everyone.
Create to your heart's content, desire. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Oh.